Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
All this week, I am so honored to have join us Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. Welcome, Congressman.
Thank you, Karen. Great to be back with you. I really appreciate all that you do with the Nebraska Family Alliance.
We are going to continue the conversation about advancing the culture of life. It's core to the policy that you work on. Today, I want to ask you about H.R. 4934, the Dignity of Aborted Children Act. Why is this piece of legislation so important to you, Congressman Fortenberry?
Well, Karen, protecting human life and human dignity is absolutely necessary for a good and just society. And when we degrade human life, it hurts other persons, it hurts us. And when violence in society is a default solution for a crisis, it distorts our reasoning and hurts our ability to work creatively and compassionately as a community. And we've all seen unborn children being thrown into garbage cans or being disposed of in inhumane ways. And while we might have much deeper problems in terms of the prevention of that act from taking place in the first place, at least, in the very least, that we could dispose of remains in some sort of solemn manner, which may then sensitize our conscience to the reality of what's happening in an abortion.
I think this legislation is so important, Congressman Fortenberry, because it acknowledges that was a life. And our culture has been desensitized, really, to the dignity of human life. What can we continue to do to advance the culture of life to really make abortion unthinkable?
Karen, there's a quote from an early feminist writer, and she said this: when a man steals to satisfy his hunger, we may safely conclude there is something wrong in society. So when a woman destroys the life of her unborn child, it is an evidence that either by education or circumstances, she has been greatly wronged.
I encourage you to join us tomorrow and listen in as we talk about the Protecting Life in Crisis Act. God bless you, Congressman Fortenberry.
Thank you so much.